White House isn't mincing words. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki calls the missile strike on a train station in eastern Ukraine a horrific atrocity, blaming Russia.
We will continue to surge security assistance and weapons deliveries to help Ukraine defend their country. Obviously, the targeting of civilians would certainly be a war crime, and we've already called a range of the actions we've seen to date a war crime.
Russia denies hitting the station where people were waiting to evacuate the region. At least 50 were killed, including children. A second member of the Proud Boys extremist group pleads guilty in a capital riot case. Charles Donahoe of North Carolina admitting in federal court he conspired with other members of the group to stop Congress from certifying the 2020 presidential election results. Two of the four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor are now free, acquitted at a federal trial where the charges against the other two defendants ended with a deadlocked jury and a mistrial. They all claimed entrapment by FBI informants. Defense attorney Christopher Gibbons says the trial has shown serious shortcomings in the prosecution's case.
Obviously, with acquittals occurring with Mr. Caserta and Mr. Harris, says a lot about what's going on in the case and the proofs.
No word from prosecutors yet on a possible retrial. Academy Award winner Will Smith can keep his Oscar, but he's banned from attending any Academy events for 10 years. The punishment announced today for his slap of Chris Rock at the Oscars. The Academy calling Smith's behavior unacceptable and harmful. He says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. Alabama's Republican governor just signing a bill that bans gender-affirming medication for transgender youth, setting up possible criminal penalties for doctors who prescribe it, along with another bill banning students from using bathrooms that don't align with their birth gender. Trans advocates have already promised a lawsuit. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House celebrates confirmation for the president's Supreme Court nominee.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson walked out of the White House with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, greeted by scores of supporters.
Now, I know that everyone who finds professional success thinks they have the best mentors, but I truly do.
Jackson noted her groundbreaking confirmation as the first black woman to serve on the high court after more than 230 years and 115 prior appointments.
And our children are telling me that they see now more than ever that here in America, anything is possible.
Jackson won't take her place on the bench until the current Supreme Court term ends this summer.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. New York's primary elections will not be delayed by a fight over new congressional maps. However, an appeals court judge says he will allow a lower court judge to hire an expert to draw up alternative maps in case the disputed ones ultimately get tossed. SpaceX launches its first private crew mission to the International Space Station, but it was a chartered flight for a different space company.
Four private citizen astronauts are now hurtling towards the International Space Station after a spectacular morning launch. SpaceX was the launch provider. Axiom Space is behind the 10-day mission. These are not space tourists, but will work right alongside the professionals, doing 8 days of serious scientific research before coming home with a splashdown. They each paid $50 million a seat.
Fox's Phil Keating at the Kennedy Space Center. The businessmen are an American, a Canadian, and an Israeli billionaire who's a former fighter pilot. Axiom Space wants to build its own space station. The only other SpaceX chartered flight so far was a three-day stay in orbit. The Dow up 139 at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.